My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
All right, hour number four. It is trade deadline eve. We started off the show hot and heavy. We got all kinds of rumors. We had John Morosi on. We're going to replay that interview sometime this hour. I mean, my goodness, we rocked. And then nothing's happened. Everything's gone silent. The only thing we know is that the Yankees and the Tigers are possibly talking about the services of Jack Flaherty, who, by the way, is scratched today. That's all. Nothing's happened for 3 hours. Very disappointing.
Give it time.
I know, but like, I guarantee you at 6:03... the trade's going to come down, and we're going to be off the air.
Actually, we won't. We'll still be here, Rick.
Oh, we got the extra segment.
Yes.
Yes. All right. Anyway.
Rieger.
Yes.
As Jansen would say, just let it play out.
Yeah, I don't want it to let it play out, though. We've been waiting. We've been talking about this a month.
Right. We're close.
I got nothing left. I just want something to happen.
Well, the end is here, right?
Right.
I mean, I guess tomorrow at 6 o'clock, right? You know what's going to happen? So I'm in all week, filling in for Mike. Today we got the one, or tomorrow we got the 1 o'clock Tiger game. I guarantee, I know what's going to happen. Tiger game's going to happen. We're going to go on. There's going to be no trades of anything. Then right at 6:01, when the deadline is over, Mark Ryan and Wojo tomorrow are going to get a Scooble and Flaherty deal. They're going to get both. That's what's going to happen.
You weren't hugged enough as a kid.
5:55, they send the fax over to the league. And they announced it at 6:01.
Right, you act like this is the Pistons.
It's exactly what's going to happen. Exactly. Anyway.
Friday night, 5:55, dump of a coach being fired.
Yeah.
It's exactly what's going to happen. Anyway, so we will bring you any news of a possible trade if and when it happens. However, we do have other Tigers-related news. David, do you have that story in front of you? Because I have a little information on it as well. If you want to watch the Tigers, I mean, I'm not quite sure why you would, considering they're not very good. No, I'm kidding. If you want to watch the Tigers and you have Xfinity, on Thursday, you might be in luck.
Yeah, correct. According to Alden Gonzalez, Comcast and Diamond Sports Group announced they've reached a new carriage deal today. Under the agreement, fans who subscribe to Xfinity's Ultimate TV package can watch MLB games beginning Thursday. They can also stream on the Bally Sports app using the Xfinity credentials. He goes on to say, still applies to the Diamond's 15 regional sports networks, and assuming they emerge from bankruptcy, will apply to the NBA and the NHL regional networks. This is indeed Comcast's higher, more expensive tier, which had been a sticking point in negotiations.
All right, so I looked it up, and it was hard to find.
I was about to say, so does this mean in order to get it on your
upgrade your service.
You have to upgrade your cable service.
Yeah, That's what it sounds like. I looked it up. This is not including internet. You still got to pay for internet. The package is anywhere from $125 to $150. How do you feel? That doesn't seem awful. But you're going to get a lot more channels, including Bally's.
For the year?
No, a month.
That does seem awful.
No. It's your entire cable package. It's not just Bally's.
Oh, okay.
It's the entire cable package. So you get your local channels, you get your premium channels, you get the HBOs and the Showtimes and the Apple, and well, probably not Apple. Maybe you get a little Peacock in there. I don't know.
You would get that probably. That's part of the Xfinity deal, I'm sure. Yeah.
And it said anywhere from $125 to $150, and then you got to pay for the internet. So whatever you pay for cable, you're probably going to end up paying a little more.
So I got to think, depending on what happens in the next 25 hours, it's going to depend whether or not you upgrade your cable package.
Yeah, because it returns Thursday. So you're right.
Hey.
You have to see what they do.
If all of a sudden players are not on this team anymore, I guess you pick it back up. In hockey season?
Oh, see, I disagree. If you happen to make a trade for Tarek Skubal and you get to watch Jackson Holiday every day and Kobe Mayo, I'm in, baby.
Yeah, but if they don't make a trade,
yeah,
and Skubal's still there and you have no offense.
Can you just buy it for a day when Skubal pitches and then cancel it the next day and then buy it 5 days from then? No, but is it worth it? I wonder what people pay. You don't have to tell us what you pay for your cable. But apparently, basic service, I'm looking at this right now, is like $55 per month. In order to get this unlimited package, this ultimate package, you are going to pay anywhere from $125 to $150. But now I'm looking at something.
I need to know what else is in there besides Bally Sports.
Well, anything on...
It says the ultimate package, so you must have everything. Yeah, every movie channel, everything.
Okay.
So I'm also looking at something else. I looked at what is the most expensive Xfinity plan, and it says this includes the internet, though. It ranges up to $300 a month.
So you have
now that seems obscene.
No, it actually doesn't. That sounds about right. And let's say, okay, football season's coming up, so you probably get SEC Network with this. I was going to say Pac-12, almost. You know, there's no more Pac-12 network.
ACC,
you probably get Big Ten. All of this is probably with it.
Well, I guess ACC is really just on the CW, so. comes on after Dawson's Creek.
A rerun of Dawson's Creek. Coming up next, Virginia versus Clemson.
I got to tell you, I love Dawson's Creek as a kid. I was a big fan. Joey.
I know.
She's pretty attractive.
I thought about you when Brenda died.
I know.
Rieger's probably sad.
All right. So the ultimate, you get $185 channels. Okay. 185 channels. You get A&E. You get ABC. You get ACC Network. You get something called Afro. Do you know what Afro is?
I know what an Afro is.
Yeah, but it's all lowercase and it's Afro. There you go. You get AMC. There's a lot of A channels. You get something called Baby First. You got something called Bet-Her. Yeah, I've never heard of most Cleo TV. So you get a lot of channels, and one of them is Bally. So, I mean, you might still be better off just getting the app and getting the cheapest possible plan.
See, I'm thinking it probably has gotten to the point people don't miss it. It's been a while. You've adapted this summer. You moved on.
Well, that's the best question.
You've gotten your Tiger fix in other places. So, yeah. Maybe you go out and get the app and you get the British basketball updates.
Oh, yes. By the way, I was very complimentary of the Bally's app. I have it, and I'm like, wow, this is really working good. And then yesterday, I'm driving home from Cleveland, and I'm trying to just listen to the Tiger game on the TV, the app, because I couldn't listen to, you know, our station. And it kept cutting out every 3 minutes.
That's your problem.
What?
there's not great connection between Cleveland and Detroit when you're on that stretch. Yeah, you should have just That's your fault.
Oh, it's our fault. No, no,
thank
no,
you.
No, if you're out of the listening area, you can't listen to the baseball
game. Odyssey app, you can listen.
Not the baseball game when you're out of Michigan.
Yeah, you can't hear it on the app.
Yeah. It wouldn't allow me.
I guess I can't listen. It's free. I guess I can't
exactly.
do it.
Exactly. So I was trying to listen to Benetti.
Or something. Yeah, yeah.
Driving back. But I am curious. Rico asked a great question. 248-539-9797. Whether you decide to do the ultimate package or whether you decide to just get the Bally's app, if you had access to Tiger Baseball now, if you had access to Bally's, would you even take advantage? Would you even watch it? Would you even care at this point? Or... is the answer yes, but I think you make a good point. I think the people that have gone so long without it have figured out other things to do.
And here's the bad part about it as well. Lions are getting ready to start up. So their preseason games will be kicking in, and that's where the focus is going to go.
And let's those are on Fox. You get Fox anywhere.
People, yeah, Fox and the NFL game Network. Is next week. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Against the Giants, right?
So
and then it's at the Chiefs.
As you see, they're the training camp. Sold out. People are showing up. That's what they want to see. People support winners. They've been waiting for the Lions to win. I don't know if the hardcore baseball fan, yes, but I just think the people who would watch the Tigers and they would be on Bally's as background noise and you kind of would pay attention, but not really. You're not paying that much money. You're just going to be like, you know what? I survived this entire season without it. I'm good.
248-539-9797. The ticket text, the exact same number. If you could get it back, because it was such a big deal when it happened, would you even care? Would you watch? Or maybe you're watching America's Got Talent. What's on during the summer? I don't even know.
The Olympics.
The Olympics.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, people were very fired up about that opening ceremony.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, it was weird. But then again, you got to realize it's not here. It's in France. It all made sense to them.
Oh, okay. All right. We'll get to your calls. We'll get to your text. Tiger Baseball could be back as soon as Thursday on TV. If you have Xfinity, do you give a damn? 97.1 The Ticket.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. In fact, thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, 97 won the ticket. So you heard from John Morosi. We've been talking about the Tigers pretty much all show long as maybe they trade Skubal. It does seem like by all the people on the social media that the Tigers are in talks, pretty extensive talks, with the Yankees about Jack Flaherty. So you wonder what they can pry from New York for Flaherty. And, you know, it would be interesting. Kenny and I were talking at the break. Kenny brings up a great point. Like, if you deal Flaherty to the Yankees, then don't you call the Orioles and say, guys, sorry about that. We just helped your competition. We just helped your rivals. You might want to make a deal. Oh, you're interested. Here's this guy named Tarik Skubal. He could really help you.
He could. But you know what, Rieger? I think what this really boils down to is one simple thing.
Which is?
And it's going to put you in the same boat that I think that I'm in.
Yes. Go ahead.
No matter whether they keep Skubal or not, no matter whether they keep Flaherty or not.
Yes.
Do you trust Scott Harris in the next 24 hours? Do you trust Scott Harris to make the right moves for this team?
Okay. What a question. Because the last year he screwed up Erod. In the offseason, he didn't do what we all wanted him to do and obviously enhance the offense. Now we're looking at what could be the most important crux of the Tigers.
No. This is a crossroads for this Tigers team.
Whatever
happens for the next 24 hours, and we just talked to John Morosi about it. It's basically his reputation will be on the line. How we view Scott Harris, at least in this short term, because he didn't get that much last year.
Well, he did. He did well with the Lorenzen deal,
right? But he did well with the Kelly deal this year, right? But not a ton.
Yeah, like, they're not big deals.
It wasn't game changing.
Yes,
your off season wasn't game changing. You made a couple of pickups. One is a guy that you could be moving right now in Jack Flaherty. But right here, right now, 24 hours from now, this is gonna kind of shape how you view Scott Harris.
So you're asking me
Do you trust Scott Harris?
I got to answer now.
To make the right move.
Okay, I'm going to go out on a limb. And I think you're going to disagree with me.
248-539-9797.
I'm going to go out on a limb. I loved what he did with Carson Kelly. The fact that you got him off the scrap heap last year after Arizona kicked him to the curb and you resurrected his career. And then you traded him to Texas, and Texas just traded a pitcher, so I'm not quite sure what they're doing, but whatever. He's a free agent, too, so you got something for him. I like that. I hated Erod. That was a total mismanagement of epic proportions. Do I trust him?
Do you trust
him? I have no choice but to. No, I do not trust him. I don't, considering what I know about him already, but it is a short sample size.
Right, as I said, but right here, right now, we don't get the chance to know what's going to happen 5 years from now. I'm saying, based off of this is, to me, the third opportunity he has had to really take this team to the next level. 24 hours from now, will he make the correct move? Do you trust him no matter what he does, whether he makes a trade or not, or is it just cross your fingers and hope to God it works out? Like, put it this way. And yes, I understand people. It's a different sport. But yeah, you know what? Brad Holmes does something, and you know what?
Right, exactly.
You applaud him.
Like, you could question the Taylor Decker extension.
Right.
You could say, wow, this guy allowed 9 sacks, and wow, Penei Sewell's going to stay at right tackle, and does it really make sense? But you don't,
right,
considering the chemistry of that O-line, and Brad Holmes is awesome.
Now, Steve Yzerman, we trust because of his past.
Yes.
And him being, you know, and what he did for the organization when he was a player. But for Scott Harris, this, to me, this is that crossroads moment. Can you make the right decision? And what the right decision is, it may be I'm keeping my guys. I'm trading one of my guys. I'm doing some. It may be he blows our mind and goes out and says, you know what? The Tigers are buyers, and we're going to bring in some people.
Like the Cubs did with Paredes yesterday. I think it could be made easily on Scott Harris if Chris Ilitch has already told him, yes, we're going to be ballers in the offseason. Like, listen, if you get this Godfather deal for Scooble, then deal him. If not, you keep Tarek. He's going to win the Cy Young, and I'm going to pay at the deadline, damn it, and we're going to be good next year. And that, I mean, Harris looks like a genius, if that's the case. Other than that, he's got to know his direction, like Morosi said. Do I trust him?
And that's what it boils down.
It's hard to trust him right
now. Do you trust him in saying, no matter what happens, at 6 o'clock tomorrow, whichever way the Tigers go, I'm 100% Team Harris, and I trust in this guy, and I believe that he did the right thing.
A lot of people do want to talk. Do you trust Scott Harris? It's such a big-time moment in the Tigers' path. But I get this ticket text, Rico. It says, last year was Rodriguez backing out because L.A. would not redo his deal. And while that ticket text is right, it's your job as Scott Harris to trade him and to pivot if you don't get the deal you wanted. And it's not like he didn't know that Erod had a partial no trade. And it's not like he didn't realize that he couldn't even get a comp pick if he couldn't deal Eduardo Rodriguez. And so don't do that.
And to me, it also says, in the event, because you had to know that the Dodgers were on that list of teams that he did not want to go to or he would consider not going to,
right,
you had to have another team. Hey, we're going to go with them. But if this falls through, pick up your phone because he's coming to you.
And by
so
the way,
be ready.
Exactly. And I don't even care how taken aback LA was. And by all accounts, it was for that, Dalton Rushing, the catcher. Mm-hmm. And that was the prospect that Scott Harris allegedly fell in love with, who is the Dodgers' top prospect. So maybe you can still get him in a deal. I have no idea. But 248-539-9797, it's a great question. Do you trust Scott Harris as of right now in the biggest moment for the Tigers in quite some time?
Right. Not saying, oh, well, you know, he's got to make this, whether he makes a trade or not, whatever move happens, when the dust settles at 6:01, are you completely confident Scott Harris did the right thing?
And by the way, how excited will everybody, including us, be at 6:01? Because we will never ask the question, would you trade Scooble? 248-539. Do you know, I feel Wojo and I started this. We started it, and then you guys ran with it. It's been nonstop.
Brother, this started early in the season when they were starting to lose. And I'm like, when did we start talking about just dumping some of these pitchers that you have? And Mike was like, no, it's too early. And then about a week later, he came around to my side and was like, maybe you were on to something.
All right, 248-539-9797. We'll get to the calls. We'll get to the texts. We'll get you up. The Tiger baseball, they actually have a game today.
Yeah.
Jack Flaherty not pitching.
Right.
97 won the ticket. All right, 97 won the ticket. Do you trust Scott Harris as we are almost 24 hours away from the trade deadline? Will Scooble be here? Doesn't look like Flaherty will be here. And who else will not be here? 248-539-9797. Let's go to Gary. You're on the ticket. What's going on, Gary? How are you, bud?
Hey, Regner. I got to tell you, I'm a little disappointed with you, okay?
Regner, but I was a big fan of Art Regner. He's a good dude.
Let me say,
works for the Wings.
I'm 70 years old. I'm tired of rebuild after rebuild after rebuild after rebuild. After bad trade, after bad trade, after bad trade. You got Scooble, a guy who's a generational pitcher.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that.
You want to go ahead and just throw him on the trading block and get a bunch of people that you're not sure if they're going to pan out or not. It's a crapshoot.
So, Gary, what would you want to do? Break down your plan.
What I want to do? Okay, if they're going to get rid of anybody, trade Flaherty. You can always possibly get him back after the end of the season, okay? Scooble's the kind of pitcher you build around.
How do you fix your lineup, Gary?
When I was a kid, we had Denny McClain and Mickey Lidge.
Oh, let's go back to 68 again.
Let him finish. Let him finish, guys. Go ahead, Gary.
Thank you. If we got Rodriguez, kept the Tigers competitive for years. That's a good trick.
Your phone is actually breaking up, Gary. We wanted to hear. I want to hear what he had to say.
No, I agree with you,
Gary. Your phone was breaking up, but he had to let you go.
Glad his phone broke up.
I think David screwed up his phone.
No. I mean, come on now.
Okay, but
we're going to talk about 68 all the time and 84 all the time, but he's not going to give me a plan, David, on how our lineup's going to be better for next year.
His plan is, I'm sick of seeing this, but
I'm sick of losing.
He also said he's 70. So you know what? he doesn't have as much patience as you do.
70-year-old's not young. I mean, it's not old.
Well, but the problem is, if you keep Scooble, you might be in the same exact situation that you're in this year, because with Scooble and Flaherty and Olson and a top at times 7 pitching staff, you were losing because you had no offense. So, listen, I get it, man. If you could keep them, nobody wants to get rid of them.
No.
But if you could keep them, then you better perform next year.
But
in the
68, I mean, when they had Denny McClain.
Yeah. It is funny.
Let it go.
Sorry, I can't. I can't. I'm a horrible human being, but I'm sick of it.
David's on tilt today. He's arguing with you about Michigan. He's yelling at callers. I like this, David. Remember David did the chair drop to the one caller.
Yeah, he did.
You made him hang up. He's very upset. William in Windsor, our Canadian friends. What's going on, William?
Hey, Rieger and Rico. How you guys doing?
Hey, man.
I agree with Rico. I don't totally trust Scott Harris. And I think that they'll trade Flaherty, but they won't trade Scooble. And I'm okay with that. But I think if you are going to trade Scooble, you got to get a Herschel Walker type deal, which I don't know if they'll get or not. But different sport, but same idea. But thoughts on it.
But that's why I asked John Morosi that question. What would you get back? And he said, you may get 4 or 5 players back. And this is where a lot of Tigers fans get angry. Like, well, you don't know. Okay, volume. If just 2 of those 5 pan out, you're okay. It helps in your foundation.
Hey, William, you know what I was thinking about? And it has nothing to do if you trade Scooble or not, other than, let's say you don't trade him, because I don't think they're going to trade him, but they might. But I do think Baltimore's pretty damn desperate, and this time tomorrow, they're going to be super desperate if they haven't found another pitcher to the ilk of a guy like Scooble, which they won't. Scooble's the best possible starter that they could land. But let's say Scooble stays, and Flaherty by this time tomorrow is gone. Have you thought about that rotation moving forward for the remainder of the season? Listen, I get it. The season's over, but it's going to be Flaherty, and it's going to be nobody else. There's going to be a bullpen day, maybe Montero. They're probably going to call up some teams and buy some bums to throw out there. Rico, I heard, is going to pitch every 5th day.
You know what? Jackson
it's going to be
Job,
amazing.
Hey, what a better time to see what you got. Maybe
they won't
bring
do it,
up.
They say. They won't
really?
Do it. Yeah. They want him to pitch in AAA.
I guess I wouldn't mind either way, but like if we get a what they're saying, a really good deal, then it's worth it.
I keep going back to William, and tell me if you agree with this. Morosi said that the GM of the Orioles is a prospect hoarder, if you will. He loves his prospects. He loves looking at the prospect rankings, the minor league rankings as well. Those guys eventually need to be dealt, because they're not going to crack Baltimore's starting lineup. They're all being blocked by better players. So unless you don't want to pay those better players, you got to trade them eventually. Why wouldn't you trade them right now for the best possible starter on the market, who you will have for 3 total postseasons? Like, if you're Baltimore and you want to win a championship, especially if Harris deals Flaherty to New York, why wouldn't you make this deal? It makes so much sense.
Yeah, if you're going to win, you got to go for it. You got to discard a couple 5s and 3s for hopefully you get some aces.
Thank you, Willie.
Yeah.
Can I read you guys this text?
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Because I just don't understand where some of these people are, what they're thinking. This is from John from Harrison Township. You two are idiots.
We talking about you and Rico?
I think he's talking about me and you.
Oh.
We have a good lineup with Riley Green, Kerry Carpenter, Colt Keith, Justin Henry Malloy, Wenzel Perez, Jace Young, who's not here yet, Matt Vierling, Parker Meadows, who's not up here, Dilling Dingler.
Riley Green, who just went on the DL.
And then he says, and no one on the Orioles is anywhere near Major League ready.
Well, what's the point?
They're in the minors for a reason.
Thank you.
Because unlike the Tigers trying to sell you, well, I don't want to, you know, our young guys and blocking them, their young guys are actually being blocked. Their young guys would be in the majors right
today.
Now if they didn't have such good players, everyday players already there. If you didn't have Gunner, if you didn't have those guys, these guys would be playing right now. So because the Orioles can't use them, they need a pitcher. the guys in the minors can't help them. They can play in the major leagues, but I guess that's all you, some of you see.
And then we have these disingenuous texts.
Yeah.
They got four players back from Verlander. Where are those four now?
And
first of all,
they still got one of them, Jake Rogers.
That's just it. That's the crux of the problem. Tiger fans are so gun shy because they don't believe we'll ever win a trade.
It's so stupid,
we're going to get rid. And it goes
it's
back
so
to
dumb.
Oh, he is.
You know, we trade for this person. He ends up being John Smoltz.
First of all, the two trades are different because Justin Verlander was much older when he was traded,
and
there's a reason why Al Avila was fired.
Right. And what you. I think the way it was set up, you really couldn't ask for a bunch back from Verlander.
Well, they wouldn't give you their top prospect, which was Bregman, right? So they ended up getting Franklin Perez, who might have been good, but he got injured.
They didn't get Tucker in that deal.
Right. They unfortunately, Al sucked. But if your mindset is simply, well, I'm never going to make another trade
because it always fails, then
what are you going to do here? Here's the problem. And Doug Karsh actually had a very good analogy. Karsh said, this and those people that think like that, it's almost like the first woman that broke your heart, Rico. Do you remember the first woman that broke your heart, Rico?
Really,
you probably broke their heart, didn't you?
Whatever.
Anyway, this might shock you. I've been dumped by many women that I thought were the one.
Right.
Many. It's not like you stopped dating. You just keep going.
But to these guys,
you don't stop trading if you're the Tigers.
Hey, you know what? This is the first woman that actually likes me and I get to hang out with her. So I'll put up with anything just because I don't want to be lonely. Sure. If that works for you, go for it.
What do you think? What are you going to be more happy that it's over? Answer this question. David and you and Kenny, what will you be more happy that it's over? The trade deadline or the election? Go ahead. I mean, honestly.
The trade deadline.
But 1968.
I need this to be over. I need it to be.
Dude, I need it to be
24 hours from now.
I don't think the election will be over. Even when it's over, it won't be over.
Well, the good thing about the trade is that won't be over either.
Right.
We're talking about it for years. All right.
So ready for Tiger baseball.
Well, what is it called? The big show coming up now. Well, what is it called? The big runoff?
Finish.
The big finish. The big finish. It's coming up.
The big, you got to wait here an extra segment.
The big finish coming up, leading the Tiger baseball, where Jack Flaherty will not start. Oy vey. 97 won the ticket. All right, we'll get you up to Tiger baseball. I do want to predict.
Actually, it's the big finish, not Wojo and Rieger.
Either way. Oh, did they say Wojo and Rieger?
We deserve
to be represented a little bit. We'll get you up to Tiger baseball. We have the big finish. However, I do want to predict something. At 6:08, Jack Flaherty will be dealt. 6:08, 6 minutes from now. Mark my words, because just as we're getting off the air,
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, 97 won the ticket. Do you trust Scott Harris? As we are almost 24 hours away from the trade deadline, will Scooble be here? Doesn't look like Flaherty will be here. And who else will not be here? 248-539-9797. Let's go to Gary. You're on the ticket. What's going on, Gary? How are you, bud?
Hey, Regner. I got to tell you, I'm a little disappointed with you, okay?
Regner, but I was a big fan of Art Regner. He's a good dude.
Let me say
works for the Wings.
Why. I'm 70 years old. I'm tired of rebuild after rebuild after rebuild after rebuild. After bad trade, after bad trade, after bad trade. You got Scooble, a guy who's a generational pitcher.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that.
Go ahead and just throw him on the trading block and get a bunch of people that you're not sure if they're going to pan out or not. It's a crapshoot.
So, Gary, what would you want to do? Break down your plan.
What I want to do? Okay, if they're going to get anybody, get rid of anybody, trade Flaherty. You can always possibly get him back after the end of the season. Okay. Scooble's the kind of pitcher you build around.
How do you fix your lineup, Gary?
When I was a kid, we had Denny McClain and Mickey Lewis.
Oh, let's go back to 68 again.
Let him finish. Let him finish, guys. Go ahead, Gary.
Thank you. We got Rodriguez. Kept the Tigers competitive for years. That's a good trick.
Gary,
your phone is actually breaking up, Gary. We wanted to hear. I want to hear what he had to say.
No, I agree with you.
Gary, your phone was breaking up, but he had to let you go.
Yeah, glad his phone broke up.
I think David screwed up his phone.
No. I mean, come on now.
Okay, but
we're going to talk about 68 all the time and 84 all the time, but he's not going to give me a plan, David, on how our lineup's going to be better for next year.
His plan is, I'm sick of seeing this, but
I'm sick of losing.
He also said he's 70. So, you know what? He doesn't have as much patience as you do.
70-year-old's not young. I mean, it's not old.
Well, but the problem is, if you keep Scooble, you might be in the same exact situation that you're in this year, because with Scooble and Flaherty and Olson and a top, at times, 7 pitching staff, you were losing because you had no offense. So, listen, I get it, man. If you could keep them, nobody wants to get rid of them.
No.
But if you could keep them, then you better perform next year.
But
in the
68, I mean, when they had Denny McClain.
Yeah. It is funny.
Let it go.
Sorry, I can't. I can't. I'm a horrible human being, but I'm sick of it.
David's on tilt today. He's arguing with you about Michigan. He's yelling at callers. I like this, David. Remember David did the chair drop to the one caller.
Yeah, he did.
You made him hang up. He's very upset. William in Windsor, our Canadian friends. What's going on, William?
Hey, Regner and Rico. How you guys doing?
Hey, man.
I agree with Rico. I don't totally trust Scott Harris. And I think that they'll trade Flaherty, but they won't trade Scooble. And I'm okay with that. But I think if you are going to trade Scooble, you got to get a Herschel Walker-type deal, which I don't know if they'll get or not. But different sport, but same idea. But thoughts on it.
But that's why I asked John Morosi that question. What would you get back? And he said, you may get 4 or 5 players back. And this is where a lot of Tigers fans get angry. Like, well, you don't know. Okay, volume. If just 2 of those 5 pan out, you're okay. It helps in your foundation.
Hey, William, you know what I was thinking about? And it has nothing to do if you trade Scooble or not, other than, let's say you don't trade him, because I don't think they're going to trade him, but they might. But I do think Baltimore's pretty damn desperate, and this time tomorrow, they're going to be super desperate if they haven't found another pitcher to the ilk of a guy like Scooble, which they won't. Scooble's the best possible starter that they could land. But let's say Scooble stays, and Flaherty by this time tomorrow is gone. Have you thought about that rotation moving forward for the remainder of the season? Listen, I get it. The season's over, but it's going to be Flaherty, and it's going to be nobody else. There's going to be a bullpen day, maybe Montero. They're probably going to call up some teams and buy some bums to throw out there. Rico, I heard, is going to pitch every fifth day.
You know what? Jackson
it's going to be
Job,
amazing.
Hey, what a better time to see what you got. Maybe
they
you
won't
bring
do
him
it,
up.
They say. They won't
really?
Do it. Yeah. They want him to pitch in AAA.
I guess I wouldn't mind either way, but like if we get like what they're saying, a really good deal, then it's worth it.
Yeah, but I mean, I keep going back to William, and tell me if you agree with this. Morosi said that the GM of the Orioles is a prospect hoarder, if you will. He loves his prospects. He loves looking at the prospect rankings, the minor league rankings as well. Those guys eventually need to be dealt, because they're not going to crack Baltimore's starting lineup. They're all being blocked by better players. So unless you don't want to pay those better players, you got to trade them eventually. Why wouldn't you trade them right now for the best possible starter on the market, who you will have for three total postseasons? Like, if you're Baltimore and you want to win a championship, especially if Harris deals Flaherty to New York, why wouldn't you make this deal? It makes so much sense.
Yeah, if you're going to win, you got to go for it. You got to discard a couple fives and threes for hopefully you get some aces.
Thank you, Willie.
Yeah.
Can I read you guys this text?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Because I just don't understand where some of these people are, what they're thinking. This is from John from Harrison Township. You two are idiots.
We talking about you and Rico?
I think he's talking about me and you.
Oh.
We have a good lineup with Riley Green, Kerry Carpenter, Colt Keith, Justin Henry Malloy, Wenzel Perez, Chase Young, who's not here yet, Matt Vierling, Parker Meadows, who's not up here, Dylan Dingler.
Riley Green, who just went on the DL.
And then he says, and no one on the Orioles is anywhere near Major League ready.
Well, what's the point?
They're in the minors for a reason.
Thank you.
Because unlike the Tigers trying to sell you, well, I don't want to, you know, our young guys and blocking them, their young guys are actually being blocked. Their young guys would be in the majors right
today
now if they didn't have such good players, everyday players already there. If you didn't have Gunner, if you didn't have those guys, these guys would be playing right now. So because the Orioles can't use them, they need a pitcher. The guys in the minors can't help them. They can play in the major leagues, but I guess that's all you, some of you see.
And then we have these disingenuous texts.
Yeah.
They got four players back from Verlander. Where are those four now?
And
first of all,
they still got one of them, Jake Rogers.
That's just it. That's the crux of the problem. Tiger fans are so gun shy because they don't believe we'll ever win a trade.
So stupid,
we're going to get rid. And it goes
it's
back
so
to
dumb.
Oh, it is.
You know, we trade for this person. He ends up being John Smoltz.
First of all, the two trades are different because Justin Verlander was much older when he was traded.
And
there's a reason why Al Avila was fired.
Right. And I think the way it was set up, you really couldn't ask for a bunch back from Verlander.
Well, they wouldn't give you their top prospect, which was Bregman, right? So they ended up getting Franklin Perez, who might have been good, but he got injured.
They didn't get Tucker in that deal.
Right. They unfortunately, Al sucked. But if your mindset is simply, well, I'm never going to make another trade,
which
because
is what a lot
it
of people
always
are.
Fails, then what are you going to do here? Here's the problem. And Doug Karsh actually had a very good analogy. Karsh said, this and those people that think like that, it's almost like the first woman that broke your heart, Rico. Do you remember the first woman that broke your heart, Rico?
You probably broke
their heart, didn't you?
Whatever.
Anyway, I've had many, this might shock you. I've been dumped by many women that I thought were the one.
Right.
Many. It's not like you stop dating. You just keep going.
But to these guys,
you don't stop
you do.
Trading if you're the Tigers.
Hey, you know what? This is the first woman that actually likes me and I get to hang out with her. So I'll put up with anything just because I don't want to be lonely. Sure. If that works for you, go for it.
What do you think? What are you going to be more happy that it's over? Answer this question. David and you and Kenny, what will you be more happy that it's over? The trade deadline or the election? Go ahead. I mean, honestly.
The trade deadline.
But 1968.
I need this to be over. I need it to be. Dude, we need it to be 24 hours from now.
I don't think the election will be over. Even when it's over, it won't be over.
Well, the good thing about the trade is that won't be over either. We've been talking about it for years. All right.
So ready for Tiger baseball.
Well, what is it called? The big show coming up now. Well, what is it called? The big runoff? The big finish. It's coming up.
You got to wait here an extra segment.
The big finish coming up, leading the Tiger baseball, where Jack Flaherty will not start. Oy vey. 97 won the ticket. All right, we'll get you up to Tiger baseball. I do want to predict.
Actually, it's the big finish, not Wojo and Rieger.
Either way. Oh, did they say Wojo and Rieger? We deserve to be represented a little bit. We'll get you up to Tiger baseball. We have the big finish. However, I do want to predict something. At 6:08... Jack Flaherty will be dealt. 6:08, 6 minutes from now. Mark my words, because just as we're getting off the air, he's going to be dealt.
You just need this in your life, don't you?
No, because I know how these things work. It's always when you get off the air, something you've been waiting for, it happens immediately after you leave. Just like Matt Stafford got traded on a Saturday, the second as I left the airwaves. Anyway, sorry. The big finish.
You are correct, Jeff. It is the big runoff here. Leading into Tiger baseball.
The big runoff.
So we've talked a lot about the Tigers today. But before we get into what we talked about with the Tigers, we did do and gave some news on Bally Sports. It is returning on Thursday, but you have to have the ultimate package for you to be able to have Bally Sports. This is their higher package.
It's probably going to end up costing the average person $25 to $30 a month more to watch the Tigers.
So it's like the cost of the Bally's app. Funny how that works. You just don't have to obviously fire up the app then.
What matters here is probably more towards maybe not people getting it for Tiger baseball, but when hockey starts back up. I'm not going to say the Pistons.
I was about to say, I don't think any.
But hockey, yes, right?
I don't know. I like high school football on Thanksgiving.
You do realize you would pay more per month in that for the $30, let's just say $25, then probably the Pistons will win all year in games. Think about that.
No, man, the Pistons are going to win 40 games. What are you talking about?
In the next 4 years?
No, you're probably right about that. But it will be hockey is what you get it for. Are there many Tiger fans that are going to just get it for the last couple months here?
No.
Well, you're probably trading Flaherty at least.
No, you probably wait till hockey.
Yeah.
Or maybe you just don't do it at all.
Or if anything, you're probably waiting until after the NFL season.
I have a quick, stupid question, though. Like, if you really wanted to watch the Tigers, you could have just switched away from Xfinity. Could have just switched cable companies. Wouldn't have been that hard. There's other cable companies that give you Bally's for no extended price.
Very true.
Not many, but yeah, I guess.
We did go through the greatest college football players since the year 2000. And Ndamukong Suh was the greatest player. He was number one on that list. Tim Tebow was in the top 10. Reggie Bush was in the top 10 at number 7. A lot of people had controversy on the text, though, because there was no Johnny Manziel.
Yeah, there was no Johnny Manziel because if it's just college.
There was no Andrew Luck either.
No Andrew Luck either, Eric.
But Ndamukong Suh was dominant, but in hindsight, Reggie Bush was the cheat code.
I agree.
Reggie Bush, and I mean, it's unfortunate. I mean, he got his Heisman Trophy back because imagine if Reggie Bush played now, he would be making at least $2+ million a year just in NIL, not including endorsements. Reggie Bush was everything. So, yeah, he probably should have been one.
And I'm probably showing my bias here, but there was also no Denard Robinson. I mean, he was top 25 here. He wasn't even in the final 10 out.
Rico's going to trash you.
Well, I said I'm probably showing my bias.
Why not Kirk Cousins then, right, Rico?
You are showing because David they didn't win anything.
Yeah, but we're talking about his stat. We're talking about what they did, what these players did.
He was on the cover of NCAA football.
Yeah,
that's gonna count for something.
Throw the ball.
Yeah, cool nickname.
So we're just gonna ignore everything else that he did.
Well, he ran the ball. He was a good running back.
A top of the list for rushing yards. I mean, alone.
No, he was, but put it like this. When a guy like Christian McCaffrey didn't make the list.
He was on the 10, one of the 10 out, yeah.
Then Denard's not going to be on there. And McCaffrey also played on a bad team, did everything, and was a Heisman Trophy candidate. So, yeah, if McCaffrey wasn't there, Denard wouldn't go.
He should be on the top 10 out.
Okay, one minute till Flaherty gets steals.
I'm saying out. When they had the 10 out, Denard should be there. So 26 to 35 or whatever it is. That's where he should have been.
Yeah, I figured you would have probably had a better argument for Jabril Peppers.
I don't care that much about Jabril Peppers. I really don't.
What about Blake Corum?
Yeah, sure.
He's got a lot of touchdowns.
Top 25 of all since 2000? No.
A lot of touchdowns?
No, not at all.
Had the bloody nose?
Are you I don't care about that. No. What?
You do realize it's only 20 seconds till Flaherty gets dealt.
You do realize what I'm trying to do, right?
Of course I do.
Okay.
So let's get into the Tiger talk
so,
here.
Kenny, how you been?
Because we got into a lot of it here. John Paul Morosi joined the show. We talked about a lot of things, including someone else may be included in a deal if Scooble was to be traded. Also, there was a nugget within the interview about Torkelson possibly maybe getting dealt. That shocked me within that interview.
Still a lot of smoke. I was leaning, I thought this was dead, but not just Morosi, but a lot of baseball people are saying, hey, we're not saying it's happening, but when it moves up to 50-50 means that there's a lot of phone calls being made. And in my opinion, Jeff, it sounds like there's probably one or two people. If I can get you to just give me this person, we got a deal.
I still can't figure out if Harris wants to do it or not. Like, I think he does.
No, it's smart.
But
I'm not
sure.
Hold out for exactly who you want and don't compromise.
I agree. But is he of the mindset of, I'm not trading this guy. I'm just allowing you to believe. I agree with you. I think he is holding out and he's playing it right and he's looking to get the price that he wants. And I hope he does.
I think he had a list and said, if you don't give me everything on this list, don't call me back. But here's what I want.
We do have 24 more hours of this. That's the crazy thing. Like, the Orioles still have time to give in, and Scott Harris still has time to, I guess, up his demands.
Or third team jumps in the mix.
By the way, I was wrong. It's 6:09, and Flaherty was not dealt yet.
You okay?
Yeah, I need some resolution to this.
It's going to be 6:50.
I need this to be done.
You know what? You can always come back on the air if it happens.
I'm going to cut off the Tiger game.
Go for it.
Actually, no, I'm going to go
home. You'll be doing the show solo.
Oh, you don't want to stick around?
No, I'm good.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow then.
No, not yet. No.
Tiger baseball is coming up. No Flaherty tonight, but you can watch the rest of the team here on 97.1 The Ticket.
All right, we'll get you up to Tiger baseball. I do want to predict.
Actually, it's the big finish. Not Wojo and Rieger.
Either way. Oh, did they say Wojo and Rieger?
It
we
did.
Deserve to be represented a little bit. We'll get you up to Tiger baseball. We have the big finish. However, I do want to predict something. At 6:08, Jack Flaherty will be dealt. 6:08, 6 minutes from now. Mark my words, because just as we're getting off the air, he's going to be dealt.
You just need this in your life, don't you?
No, because I know how these things work. It's always when you get off the air, something you've been waiting for, it happens immediately after you leave. Just like Matt Stafford got traded on a Saturday the second as I left the airwaves. Anyway, sorry. The big finish.
You are correct, Jeff. It is the big runoff here leading into Tiger baseball.
The big runoff.
So we've talked a lot about the Tigers today. But before we get into what we talked about with the Tigers, we did do and gave some news on Bally Sports. It is returning on Thursday, but you have to have the ultimate package for you to be able to have Bally Sports. This is their higher package.
Yeah,
like
it's
that.
Probably going to end up costing the average person $25 to $30 a month more to watch the Tigers.
So it's like the cost of the Bally's app. Funny how that works. You just don't have to obviously fire up the app then.
What matters here is probably more towards maybe not people getting it for Tiger baseball, but when hockey starts back up. I'm not going to say the Pistons.
I was about to say, I don't think any.
But hockey, yes, right?
I don't know. I like high school football on Thanksgiving.
You do realize you would pay more per month in that for the $30, let's just say $25, than probably the Pistons will win all year in games. Think about that.
No, man, the Pistons are going to win 40 games. What are you talking about?
In the next 4 years?
No, you're probably right about that. But it will be hockey is what you get it for. Are there many Tiger fans that are going to just get it for the last couple months here?
No.
When you're probably trading Flaherty at least?
No, you probably wait till hockey.
Yeah.
Or maybe you just don't do it at all.
Or if anything, you're probably waiting until after the NFL season.
I have a quick stupid question, though. Like, if you really wanted to watch the Tigers, you could have just switched away from Xfinity. Could have just switched cable companies. Wouldn't have been that hard. There's other cable companies that give you Bally's for no extended price.
Very true.
Not many, but yeah, I guess.
We did go through the greatest college football players since the year 2000. And Ndamukong Suh was the greatest player. He was number one on that list. Tim Tebow was in the top 10. Reggie Bush was in the top 10 at number 7. A lot of people had controversy on the text, though, because there was no Johnny Manziel.
Yeah, there was no Johnny Manziel because if it's just college.
There was no Andrew Luck either.
No Andrew Luck either, Eric.
But Ndamukong Suh was dominant. But in hindsight, Reggie Bush was the cheat code.
I agree.
Reggie Bush, and I mean, it's unfortunate. I mean, he got his Heisman Trophy back because imagine if Reggie Bush played now, he would be making at least $2+ million a year just in NIL, not including endorsements. Reggie Bush was everything. So, yeah, he probably should have been one.
And I'm probably showing my bias here, but there was also no Denard Robinson. I mean, he was top 25 here. He wasn't even in the final 10 out.
Rico's going to trash you.
Well,
I said I'm probably showing my bias.
Why not Kirk Cousins then, right, Rico?
You are showing because David they didn't win anything.
Yeah, but we're talking about his stat. We're talking about what they did, what these players did.
He was on the cover of NCAA football.
Yeah,
that's gonna count for something.
Throw the ball.
Yeah, cool nickname.
So we're just gonna ignore everything else that he did.
Well, he ran the ball. He was a good running back.
A top of the list for rushing yards. I mean, alone.
No, he was, but put it like this. When a guy like Christian McCaffrey didn't make the list.
He was on the 10, one of the 10 out, yeah.
Then Denard's not going to be on there. And McCaffrey also played on a bad team, did everything, and was a Heisman Trophy candidate. So, yeah, if McCaffrey wasn't there, Denard wouldn't go.
He should be on the top 10 out.
Okay, top
1 10? Minute until Flaherty gets steals.
I'm saying out. When they had the 10 out, Denard should be there. So 26 to 30, or 35 or whatever it is. That's where he should have been.
Yeah, I figured you would have probably had a better argument for Jabril Peppers.
I don't care that much about Jabril Peppers. I really don't.
What about Blake Corum?
Yeah, sure.
He's top 20 touchdowns.
Top 25 of all time since 2000? No.
A lot of touchdowns.
No, not at all.
Had the bloody nose.
Are you I don't care about that. No. What?
You do realize it's only 20 seconds till Flaherty gets dealt.
You do realize what I'm trying to do, right?
Of course I do.
Okay.
So let's get into the Tiger talk
here.
Oh,
Kenny, how you been?
Because we got into a lot of it here. John Paul Morosi joined the show. We talked about a lot of things, including someone else may be included in a deal if Scooble was to be traded. Also, there was a nugget within the interview about Torkelson possibly maybe getting dealt. That shocked me within that interview.
Still a lot of smoke. I was leaning, I thought this was dead, but not just Morosi, but a lot of baseball people are saying, hey, we're not saying it's happening, but when it moves up to 50-50 means that there's a lot of phone calls being made. And in my opinion, Jeff, it sounds like there's probably one or two people. If I can get you to just give me this person, we got a deal.
I still can't figure out if Harris wants to do it or not. Like, I think he does.
No, it's smart.
But
Hold out for exactly who you want, and don't compromise.
I agree, but does he have the mindset of, I'm not trading this guy, I'm just allowing you to believe? I agree with you. I think he is holding out, and he's playing it right, and he's looking to get the price that he wants, and I hope he does.
I think he had a list and said, if you don't give me everything on this list, don't call me back. But here's what I want.
We do have 24 more hours of this. That's the crazy thing. Like, the Orioles still have time to give in, and Scott Harris still has time to, I guess, up his demands.
Or third team jumps in the mix.
By the way, I was wrong. It's 6:09, and Flaherty was not dealt yet.
You okay?
Yeah, I just need some resolution to this.
Could it be 6:50?
I need this to be done.
You know what? You can always come back on the air if it happens.
I'm going to cut off the Tiger game.
Go for it.
Actually, no, I'm going to
go. You'll be doing the show solo.
Oh, you don't want to stick around?
No, I'm good.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow then.
No, not yet. No.
Tiger baseball is coming up. No Flaherty tonight, but you can watch the rest of the team here on 97.1 The Ticket.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.